Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
You have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there is a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. Oh, the healing has begun. Oh, the healing has begun.
Thank you once again for tuning into Free Inside Ministry tonight. Those words are so powerful. That song by Matthew West, "The Healing Has Begun." Our prayer for you tonight, my brothers and sisters, is that the healing has begun. Because as he said, you have carried the weight of your secret for way too long, thinking if there's a place called forgiveness, you don't belong. Oh, but freedom can never be found behind those walls. So just let them fall. Just let them fall. How long has it been since you've felt anything but shame? Child, lift up your eyes, because mercy remembers your name. And those tears you've been holding back, let them fall like rain, because today is the day. Today is the day. Just lift your eyes, lay it down, because what once was lost has now been found. See, there's a world full of people dying from broken hearts, holding on to their guilt, thinking they fell too far. So don't be afraid to show them your beautiful scars, because they're the proof. Yeah, they're the proof that the healing has begun. Once again, Brother Bula here coming to you tonight. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to welcome all of our brothers and sisters behind the walls that are listening. I'd like to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Also the Wayava boys in Module 10, Cash Box Program. How's it? FDC faithfuls, you know who you are. Keep up the hard work. Keep up the faith. Those nightly Bible studies are impacting people every night, brothers. And to our good friends all over the United States, in Ogden, Arizona, Virginia, Seattle, mahalo for tuning in tonight. And to those of us listening, maybe stuck in traffic on the way home to the west side, maybe sitting down at the dining table, winding down after a long day at work, mahalo nui loa for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry tonight. We're the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God, Red Hill, Honolulu. We have a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, to reach the broken, to reach the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to all those that are incarcerated in the facilities here on Oahu. And we also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and we'll be heading there very shortly. Mahalo to all who've joined us this evening. Feel free to check out our website, www.freeinsideministry.org. You can find all of our radio programs in a podcast format to download for your listening enjoyment. We also have a Facebook page with the same name, and also our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or let me know if this program has touched you or any of your loved ones in a special way. Our anchor verse is, "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future," Jeremiah 29:11. And it goes on to say in verses 12 to 14, "In those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and will bring you home again to your own land." Tonight's message, just like the song, is "The healing has begun." Because today is the day that the healing has begun. Now, my brothers and my sisters, I'm reaching out to you right now. I'm not preaching, I'm not teaching, I'm just reaching to you right now. Because no matter where you are, whether you're inside or outside, behind the wall or on the other side of the wall, we all need a healing. We all need a healing touch from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's a physical healing. I don't know if it's an emotional healing. I don't know if it's a spiritual healing. I don't know if it's a financial healing. But I think I can rest assured and share with you that we all need a healing of some sort, of some type. You know, it's just like if you had bought a Mustang, a Ford Mustang, and it started running, and I want to give a shout out to Honolulu Ford. Thank you for your sponsorship, Brother Mark. But if we had a Ford Mustang and it wasn't running just right, imagine if Don's new red Mustang wasn't running right. Now, would Don take that Mustang to the Toyota dealership? Would Don take that Mustang to the Honda dealership? Would Don take that Mustang to the Volkswagen dealership? I don't think so, Bula. What are you talking about? She would take it to the Ford dealership because Ford was the manufacturer. I want to give a shout out to my wife, Lynette. She's going to be here sharing the show this evening. Lynette, say hello to all of our listeners out there.
Woo!
Well, that was really great. Okay. But so going back to my thoughts, so if Don's car wasn't running very well, it's a Ford 2013 V6 Mustang.
Ooh.
And she wouldn't be taking it to a Toyota dealership because they don't make Fords. They make Toyotas. But say, for example, if my Dell computer went on the Blitz and it's broken, would I take my Dell computer to the Apple store where they sell Mac computers? I don't think so, Bula. Would I take my Dell computer to the Toshiba place where they have Toshiba computers? No, Bula. You take the Dell computer back to the Dell manufacturer. Well, why would I do that? Because they are the manufacturer. The point I'm trying to make, and I'm sure I hopefully I've made the point clear enough, if we've got a problem, if things aren't working right, You don't need another program. You don't need another church. You don't need another religion. What you need is Jesus. Jesus was the one who created you, and God is the one who made you. So yeah. if you have any problems, just like how we take the Mustang back to the Ford dealership, just like how we take our Dell computer back to the Dell manufacturer, you go back to the person or the individual or the entity that created you, because they're going to know how you tick. They're going to know what makes you tick. They're going to know how to fix you. So instead of worrying about all of the ways of the world to fix ourselves, let us get back into the ways of the Word to fix ourselves. And I think if we go back to our ground level, our base level, and using God as our reference right there, if we take our troubles and our problems to God, I believe strongly, and I'm going to share that with you in a testimony along with my wife, while God, His will shall be done, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and God will reach out and He will heal you. I Amen. Firmly believe that.
Hallelujah.
You know, in the New Testament, we had 37 miracles recorded in the New Testament. But we also had a lot of healing going on in the New Testament. Now, for many of us, there are some obvious ones that we would remember. We would remember Jesus cleansing the man with leprosy in Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Or Jesus healing the paralytic, remember? Chapter 9, verses 1 through 8. Or even Jesus healing the woman in the crowd. She had the issue of blood. That was one of our episodes earlier in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 22. He raised Jairus' daughter back to life. He was actually on his way to see Jairus' daughter, and the woman with the issue of blood was in the crowd, was in the multitude, was in the throng of people around Jesus when she reached out to him, and she was healed by touching the hem of his garment. But, you know, we serve a living God. We serve a loving God. We serve a God of restoration. We serve a healing God. And, you know, it's just at times when you get down and it's times when things don't look right, sometimes instead of giving up, we just got to look up. And, you know, I believe in the miracle healing powers of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about somebody telling you to reach out to the radio or reach out to the TV and you're going to be healed. I'm talking about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I'm going to share my testimony, but I have even a more powerful testimony coming from my wife and how she was healed just recently. But I wanted to share mine with you first and to give a little segue into her testimony. But for those of you that do know or don't know, you know, I would play a lot of racquetball. I get up early in the morning, go down to the Honolulu Club and get all my stress out and release the demons by chasing that blue ball all around that court, 40 by 20. And so one morning I had hurt my shoulder. I ran into the wall, and unfortunately the wall won, so my shoulder lost. And, man, it was really sore. And it wouldn't go away. It wouldn't go away. And it was a few weeks of pain. And finally the pain got so bad from that injury of running into the wall that I couldn't sleep at night because I couldn't even lie down. I was sleeping in a recliner chair straight up, and I was in agony. I was hurting bad, and I don't like to go under the knife, but it got to the point I went to see a masseuse, and he says, oh, I found it. I think it's your rotator cuff. Here, let me squeeze it. Well, that was great. Made me see Gideon and the other angels. But I was on the point of making an appointment to see an orthopedic surgeon. Now, I've gone through enough operations in my life, and I didn't want to get cut. But with the pain so bad, I couldn't even sleep flat on a bed. I would be sleeping in a chair. And you know how it is when you sleep in a chair sitting upright. It's not very comfortable. Imagine flying to New York on an 11-hour flight, but you did it for 4 days straight and never got off the plane. You just stayed in the chair and tried to sleep. It's not going to happen. So I was, you know, in, you know, being a man of faith, being a man of God, you know, I just was holding back. I wasn't talking to God. I was taking a shower one morning. My arm is so sore, I can't even raise it above my chest. It's like I feel like I'm qualifying for handicapped parking at that point. And so I've got this moo-moo arm, and I'm like dangling it. So I prop it up on the wall so I could soap my arm and under my armpit. And I just started talking to God in the shower. I said, God, I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. And you know my arm's killing me. You know how I hurt it. But God, I need a healing. And I'm not telling you that you don't know, but God, if I have to go get surgery, and you know if I go to get surgery, I can't continue to do all the ministry work that we're doing right now. I'm going to have to take a break for a couple weeks. And I don't want to do that, but you know, that's a reality. If I have to go get surgery, I'm going to have to go through physical therapy. It's going to affect my performance at work when I get back to work, but I won't be able to go into the prisons. I won't be able to reach out to all those that need to hear the good news. And it is what it is, God. And I'm just putting it on the plate so you know exactly where I'm at. But, you know, either way, God, I know you'll heal me. It's just a matter of when. But I know if I got to go under the knife, I'm not going to be able to continue to do the ministry work the way you want it to be done. So, I mean, that was a last-ditch effort. I mean, should have been my first option, but, you know, bakatare, stupid, you know, hard-head, lolo-head. Wait till it's, like, up-against-the-wall time action, right? So I continued to shower and then rinsed off, and I got out and I grabbed my towel. So I start showering, rinsing off, and so I'm drying off, and then all of a sudden I lift my arm up, and there was no twinge of pain. There was not even an iota of any type of pain. I went like, what is that? And so then I grabbed my towel again, and I raised my hand above my shoulder, something I had not been able to do for almost 3.5 weeks now. No pain. So then I started to move it in a radius circle, and I started to rotate my entire arm around my shoulder. There was absolutely no pain. I reached to the top of the ceiling that I could stretch forward. I reached to the back and I made a full rotation. Absolutely no pain. It was at that point I said, praise God, praise God, praise God. And when I talk about the healing touch of our Lord and Savior, and he's going to heal everybody, it's just a matter of time when. But when I talk about the healing, I can tell you firsthand, I experienced the healing touch of our Lord and Savior. But I wanted to thank all of those of you who are tuning in tonight to the Free Inside Ministry, 99.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in. Tonight's message is The Healing Has Begun. We were just speaking earlier about a song by Matthew West about The Healing Has Begun. I gave a short little testimony. Jesus healed many people in the New Testament. I mean, he was casting out demons. He was raising people from the dead. He was healing paralytics. He was healing blind men so they could see. And he was healing people that could not speak. You know, he was just healing the sick that were all around him. Because Jesus came for the sick. Jesus came for the broken. Jesus came for the lost. And that's where we should be taking all of our ministries, is out to those that need Jesus the most. But I want to introduce my wife once again, Lynette, my wingless angel, my biggest fan. I'm so blessed. Thank you, Jesus. Some people have to go to heaven to see an angel. I get to see one every morning. And but, you know, she has a wonderful testimony on God's healing touch. And, you know, it's not that we give God ultimatums, but we just resign to the fact that even through the storm, we're going to praise his name. And even if we don't get what we want, we're still going to praise his name because he is still God. Lynette, why don't you share with our listeners out there your testimony and how you experienced firsthand the healing touch of God?
Oh, thank you so much, Bulla, for having me here today. Back in September, I had, you know, like Bulla, I was in the shower. Sorry, honey. And I noticed a lump in my left breast. So I waited 30 days and finally went to the doctor. And to make a long story short, they had arranged for me to do a biopsy because they needed to find out what it was. Well, you know, I'm busy with ministry that I canceled 2 appointments for this biopsy because, of course, you know, they have to cut you up and take it out. But the last time I canceled it, I rebooked it, and the only thing that they had available was Christmas Eve. And I thought to myself, this is when you need to activate your faith, Lynn. I said, Jesus, I will go on Christmas Eve, and then I'll go to work because I have faith in you, God. So, make a long story short, Bulla brings me to the biopsy that morning. We went in about 7:30, and, you know, for all those women out there that have done this type of procedure or any type of mammogram, you know, you go into the office and you change your clothes, and so when they called my name and sitting down having a little spot of tea, they called my name, and Miss Eastman, and I went into the room, and I saw the doctor there and a couple nurses, and they were dressed up in surgical garb, and there was one nurse that was obviously she was doing all the instruments and stuff they were going to use, and the doctor, Dr. Gushikin, actually, he was so wonderful. He took over half an hour explaining to me the whole procedure and what they would do. And, you know, I had a peace in me because I knew that the Lord was going to take care of me. And the Lord that was with me. So when he was explaining everything, he was saying, hey, look, in 24 hours, 24 to 32 hours, we'll get back to you. And I said, oh, I'm not worried about that because Jesus has my back, but I'm just a little bit nervous about the cutting part. But and anyway, he says, hey, before we get started, let's go ahead and do an ultrasound. You've got a 1 centimeter, and we just want to make sure that where it's at so I know where to go get it. And so he put the ultrasound on my left breast, and praise the Lord, it was gone.
Amen.
It was gone, Bula.
Amen.
And the thing is that they were astounded. But more importantly, the best part about this all was the doctor looked at me and said, you believe in Jesus, don't you? And I said, yes, because I knew at that moment Jesus had saved me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this isn't something that you read about. This isn't something on a DVD. This isn't something on TV. This is real life. This is the healing touch of our Lord and Savior in our lives personally. We're no better than anyone else. You know, he takes the foolish things of the world to confuse the wise. But, you know, it comes down to faith. It's just like when Jesus healed the Roman officers. Remember the Roman officer, and he asked Jesus to come, and he says, I have a young servant who lies in bed, paralyzed and in terrible pain. You know, at the end, Jesus said to the Roman officer, go back home because you believed it has happened. Once again, the Roman officer had believed in the power of Jesus Christ. You know, the other time, remember the lady with the issue of blood. Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well. And when Jesus went to heal the blind man after he left the girl's home, after he left Jairus' home, he had already healed Jairus' daughter, but he healed the two blind men. And Jesus says, do you believe I can make you see? Yes, Lord, they told him, we do. He touched their eyes and said, because of your faith, it will happen. Because of your faith. The common denominator there with all of the incidents that took place was they had the faith that Jesus could heal them. Sometimes we're not familiar with that faith because we believe in man. We believe in the pharmaceutical companies. Have you ever thought why the pharmaceutical companies are so busy and nobody gets healed? They're not there to heal us. They're there to pacify us until we pass away, I believe.
That's right.
Because if they were here there to heal us, they shouldn't be so busy, because with our technology and the way the world is, we should all be fairly healthy. I think we're a lot less healthy than we were years ago. But you see, in the Bible, once again, it was by faith they were healed. The woman with the issue of blood, she had gone to all of the doctors. She had wasted all of her money. In fact, it says that she was probably worse off at that point than she was when she had the issue of blood for 12 years. And once again, if you remember that story, for 12, the issue of blood, we didn't have the same hygiene practices back then as we do today. We didn't have Downy fabric softeners. We didn't have Febreze. So, you know, if anybody's been fishing, you know that the fish blood smells kind of stink after a few hours. Imagine for 12 years walking around with soiled garments, walking around with that stench around you, that odor. You have no money. You're penniless. You're homeless. You have to beg for food. You're actually on the same level as being a person afflicted with leprosy, having to shout unclean, unclean, so that no one would come by you. Imagine being separated from your family and your friends for 12 years because of this issue. But imagine spending every penny that you had trying to get better and you got worse. Imagine spending money on attorneys and nothing's happening and your sentences are getting longer. Imagine not paying the bills and the bills keep stacking up. You're in a worse position than when you had actually started everything. This lady had come to a point where she knew the only way she would be healed was not to give Jesus a high five, not to give Jesus a honey honey, not to go up there with Jesus, but just if she touched the edge of his garment, she would be healed. So imagine her pushing her way through the crowd. She had to listen to the people making fun of her. So she it's like listening to the guys make fun of you when you go to Bible study. She had to deal with that. But she knew in her heart, she had the faith in the one that created her. She had her faith in the Alpha and the Omega. She had the faith in the author and the finisher. She had her faith in the bright and shining morning star. She had her faith in none other than God and Jesus himself. And so she touches him, and all of a sudden, the issue of blood was over. That's how fast you can be healed, no matter what your affliction, your addiction, whatever is troubling you. Jesus could heal you in half of a second.
That's That's right.
But a lot of times, Jesus is not going to do, he won't do a miracle. Because as soon as we get out of a jam, as soon as we get healed, as soon as we get to the other side where we wanted to go, we forget who got us there. We forget who healed us. We forget who took us out of the miry clay we were in and got us into a point where we're at now. We forget who did that. We forget about Jesus. But we know Jesus when we're stuck. We know Jesus when we're down and out. We know Jesus when we're in a bind. We know Jesus when we're facing a judge looking at a long sentence. We know Jesus when we're in front of the parole board. But once he grants us his favor, we forget who to give the glory to. We forget who to praise. My brothers and my sisters, I'm not sure where you're at right now in your walk with the Lord. All I can tell you is just how I explained earlier about taking the car back to the manufacturer, taking the computer back to the right factory. You got to get right with the one who made you. You got to get right with the Creator. You got to get right with the Alpha and the Omega. You've got to get right to a position where you have merit to even ask him to heal you. Otherwise, you're just wasting your breath and your time. It's not about a big church. It's not about a big religion. I'm talking about a big God. I'm talking about the God that can heal you. I'm talking about the God that can take you out of the miry clay that you're in. I'm talking about the God that can take you out of the sandy soil and put your feet back on solid ground. I'm talking about the God that can change your life, not for today, but forever. My brothers and my sisters, we're going to be closing in a few seconds, but we love you, and the Lord loves you. And all he wants is that relationship with you. Reach out. Call him Abba Father tonight. Talk story with God tonight, and the day will be better tomorrow. Once again, mahalo for tuning in to Free Inside Ministry. God bless you. Ahui ho.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.